Time now to talk about some breakthrough performers. 29-14 win over the Chicago Bears. And Brian, and we all know that Carson Wentz is the storyline here, and that Jordan Matthews a big game, Trey Burton a big game, but underneath the surface, a lot of players contributing to this. Who's your breakout performer?
You know, you mentioned my breakout performer, Trey Burton. He's a guy that he didn't play in the first week, but he contributed in a little way. You talk about Zach Ertz being the security blanket for Carson Wentz, your young quarterback. You just input Trey Burton. You allow him to get the ball near the goal line. 5 catches for 49 yards and a touchdown. That's a big-time performance for a guy that didn't even play the first week.
Okay, so for me, my breakthrough performer, new Eagle linebacker Nigel Bradham. Nice interception, nice return to the 2-yard line. Should have scored a touchdown.
That's right.
But I'm going to say this about Nigel Bradham. He followed up a really strong performance in week one where he was a tackling machine against the Cleveland Browns. And we saw his range and coverage on Monday night. Dropping into coverage, keeping his eyes on Cutler, moves into the right position, makes the interception, and then gets to the sideline for the return. Very impressed with Nigel. Just a really solid, physical, strong side linebacker that we haven't had here since.
Carlos Emmons.
That's exactly right.
The more you never – this is the thing for outside linebackers. If you don't hear their name, that means they're doing their job the right way. There's not a lot of linebackers that have the ability to rush the quarterback, to stop the tight end at the line of scrimmage, and if the interception comes to you, be able to catch it and return it a little bit. We saw that all from Nigel Bradham last night in the first week as well. I like what he's doing on the defensive side of the football.
All right, so now let's look ahead. Pittsburgh comes to town. Who's your breakthrough performer for Sunday?
Well, it's hard to go with just one guy because I think it's going to be a collective team that's going to be able to beat this football team coming in from Pittsburgh, but it's going to be the secondary. They have a big-time talent. Antonio Brown, he's the truth. He's a guy that you have to stop. Of course, Big Ben can throw the ball to anyone, but if you can some way slow down Antonio Brown, then you have a big chance of beating this football team. So it's going to be a collective effort from the entire secondary. We're talking about corners, safeties, slobbers. Everyone has to play a part in this. Get a little chip on him at the line of scrimmage and be physical down the field. I think we have a good shot at doing that.
Boy, he's tough. Yeah. More than 100 catches on his way to a huge season.
Yeah.
He's
well-rounded. Fast and he's quick. He gets off the ball very, very well. You have to some way slow him down.
What a well-rounded offense coming to town on Sunday. I'm going to focus on the offensive side of the ball for the Eagles for my breakthrough performer. And that's Nelson Agholor, Eagles wide receiver, who has shown more life in these first 2 weeks of the regular season. I think his confidence has been built up. I think he's ready to play his best ball. He's got a lot of faith in Carson Wentz. And I just think that Nelson Agholor believes in himself after the first week touchdown, after some nice catches on Monday night. Now it's a matter of making the difficult catches and securing the football. He had a couple of opportunities to do so on Monday night.
At some point, you have to get rid of the drops, but you love his ability to now get off the line of scrimmage. One of the things that I was concerned in as far as the preseason was that he wasn't explosive, but in the first week, he was very explosive against Joe Hayden, and just building that confidence off of beating up a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback, that means something to a young kid in his confidence, and I think he built on that, and we saw a different guy yesterday. He looked like a different type of receiver. Hopefully that ball continues to roll down the hill and gets better and better every single week.
And the one early chance he had down the field, he actually had a step and a half on the cornerback. Ball was underthrown from Carson.
Right.
But you saw the separation that we did not see in his rookie season. Speed. And that's why I think he'll have a big game against the Steelers on Sunday. One more segment to go here on Eagles 360. Brian and I will talk about what's ahead for the Eagles. A short week as they get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. Mix and match any two for just $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Choose from a McDouble, McChicken sandwich, 6-piece chicken McNuggets, or small fries. I'm loving it.